Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, good morning. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for Thursday, the 2nd of February, 2017. We are in the book of Yeshayahu, that is Isaiah, and we're going to be starting in chapter 36 today. And I would ask you to refer to 2 Kings chapter 18 and 2 Chronicles chapter 32. They all recount what is in this particular chapter about King Hezekiah, whose Hebrew name is Hizkiyahu. So let's get started in chapter 36, verse 1. Now it came to be in the 14th year of King Hizkiyahu, that's 2396, Hezekiah, Sennacherib, 5576, king of Asshur, those are the Assyrians, came up against all the fortified 1219 cities of Yehuda and captured them. Captured is 8610. Verse 2. And the king of Asher sent the Rabshake, that's 7262, and that means chief of the high ones, from Lachish, 3923, to Jerusalem, unto King Hizkiyahu with a great army. And he stood by the conduit, that's 8585, to Alath, of the upper pool in the highway of the washers, 3526 field. Now they have fuller, which is one who washes clothes. That is the English thing, but it's the washers of clothing field. Verse 3, then came forth to him Eliakim, 471, son of Hilkiah, 2518, that was over the house, and Shebna, 7644, the scribe, and Joach, 3098, son of Asaph, 623, the recorder, 2142, that's Mazkir, that's one who writes, one who recall brings to memory, rather. The scribe is one who writes. Verse 4. And the Rabshake said to them, say now to Hizkiyahu, thus says the great king, the king of Asher, what confidence, 986, is this that you trust in? 982, trust. I say you speak with empty words of counsel and strength for war. Now on whom do you trust that you rebel, 4775, against me? Verse 6. Lo, you trust upon the staff of this broken 7533 reed 7070, upon Mitzrayim, upon which of a man leans, it will go into his hand and pierce it. 5344. So is Parao, king of Mitzrayim, to all that trust upon him. And verse 6 of chapter 36, you can read Ezekiel 29, verses 6 and 7. Verse 7. But if you say to me, we trust in Yahweh Eloheinu, is it not he whose high places and whose altars Hizkiyahu has taken away, and said to Yehuda and to Yerushalayim, you shall bow down before this altar. Stop right here. He is comparing the little g gods that the high places and altars Hizkiyahu took away to Yahweh. He doesn't understand that they're not Yahweh. And he is mocking Yahweh. Those high places and altars were not places of worship to Yahweh. They were pagan places. Pagan places. Well, they were. And he tore them all down. Verse 8. Now, therefore, exchange pledges of security, 6149, now to my master, 113, the king of Asher, and I will give you 2,000 horses, if you are able to set riders upon them. He's mocking them again because their troops were very small. They had been decimated in all these wars. Verse 9, how then will you turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants and put your trust upon Mitzrayim for chariots and for horsemen? Verse 10, am I now come up apart from Yahweh against this land to destroy it? Yahweh said to me, go up against this land and destroy it. Uh-oh. He lied. He used the name of Yahweh in a lie. That will come back on this man. Verse 11. Then said Eliakim and Shebna and Joach to the Rabshakeh, speak, please, to your servants in Aramith, 762, that's Aramean. For we understand, and speak not to us in Yehudith, or Yahudith, 3066, the language of Judea, or of the tribe of Judah, and the ears of the people that are on the wall. They're all up on the wall watching this. Verse 12, but the Rabshakeh said, has my master sent me to your master and to you to speak these words, not to the men sitting on the wall, that they may eat their own dung, 2716, and drink their own urine, 7890, with you? And 3612, you can reference 2 Kings, chapter 18, verse 27, he's saying that you're not going to have anything to eat here but your own dung and your own urine to drink. Verse 13, then the Rabshakeh stood and cried with a great voice in Yehudith, and said, hear you the words of the great king, the king of Asher. Thus says the king, let not Hizkiyahu deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you. Okay. He's cutting down their morals. He's trying to scare them because he's yelling at the people on the wall so they'll go against their leaders. Well, let's see how that's going to work out. Grab another page here. Verse 15. Neither let Hizkiyahu make you trust in Yahweh. Uh-oh. Another big mistake, saying, Yahweh will surely deliver us. This city shall not be given into the hand of the king of Asher. Pardon me. Verse 16. Hearken not to Hizkiyahu, for thus says the king of Asher. Make with me a present, 1293, that's Baraka, and come forth to me, and eat every man of his vine, and every man of his fig tree, and drink every man of his own cistern, 953. In other words, surrender to me. Here it comes, verse 17. Until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of grain fields, 1715, and new wine, 8492, a land of bread and vineyards, verse 18. Beware lest Hizkiyahu instigate you, saying, Yahweh will deliver us. Has any one of the Elohe, that's the gods of the nations, delivered his land from the hand of the king of Asher? He's comparing Yahweh to the little stone and wood idols. He's mocking him. This guy's digging a hole for himself. Verse 19, where are the Elohe, that's the gods of, where are the Elohe of Kamath and Arpad? Where are the Elohe of Sepharwayim? Have they delivered Shomeron from my hand? Oh, I'm just so mighty and tough and got all this army out here. He is so arrogant and mocking Yahweh. What a fool. Verse 20, who among all Elohe of these lands that have delivered their land from my hand, that Yahweh should deliver Yerushalayim from my hand? In other words, all these other little false gods didn't do anything, so Yahweh's the same as them. That's what this fool is saying. Verse 21, but they kept silent, 2790. And answered him not a word, because the king's commandment was, saying, answer him not. Verse 22. Then came Eliakim, son of Hilkiyahu, that was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joach, son of Asaph the recorder, to Hizkiyahu with their clothes rent, and told him the words of the Rabshakeh. They tore their clothing in grief over the saying of this mockery of the Most High Divine Being, Yahweh, our Divine Being. He upset them. Little hit of coffee there. Now we go into chapter 37. And for chapter 37, see 2 Kings 19 on. It's a duplicate. Verse 1. And it came to be when King Hizkiyahu heard that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of Yahweh. In other words, he humbled himself before Yahweh. He ripped up his kingly clothes and put on sackcloth. verse 2, and he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priest, covered with sackcloth, unto Yeshayahu, son of Amoz, the prophet. Now that's Isaiah. That's who's writing this book. This is where Yeshayahu comes in. Verse 3, and they said to him, thus says Kizkiyahu, this day is a day of distress, 6869, and of rebuke, 8433, and of contumely, 5007. For the children are come to the place of breach, 4866. In other words, the children of Israel have come to the time of birthing, and no strength to birth, 3205. Verse 4, perhaps Yahweh Elohecha, that's your God, will hear the words of the Rabshake, whom the king of Asher, his master, has sent to reproach, 2778, the living Elohim, speaking of Yahweh, and will reprove, 3198, the words which Yahweh Elohecha has heard. Wherefore lift up prayer, 8605, for the remnant, 7611, that is left, 4672. And prayer is tefillah. Okay, it's 8605. Verse 5, so the servants of King Kizkiyahu came to Yeshayahu, that's Isaiah, and said to them, Yeshayahu, thus shall you say to your master, thus says Yahweh, be not afraid from the presence of the words that you have heard, by which the servants of the king of Asher have blasphemed, that's 1442, me, this is Yahweh speaking. Verse 7, behold, I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall hear a report, and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. That's what Yahweh said. Okay. Verse 8. So the Rabshake returned and found the king of Asher warring against Libna, for he had heard that he had departed from Lachish. Verse 9, and he's heard say concerning Tirhakah, 8640, king of Cush, he has come forth to make war on you. And when he heard, he sent messengers to Kizkiyahu, saying, verse 10, thus shall you say to Kizkiyahu, king of Yehuda, saying, let not Elohecha, in whom you trust, that's your God, deceive you, saying Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Asher. Oh, really? Boy, he talks tough, doesn't he? Let's see how, just how tough this guy is compared to Yahweh. Verse 11. Behold, you have heard what the kings of Asher have done to all the lands by destroying them. 2763, and shall you be delivered? In other words, more threats. Have Elohe of the nations, that's the gods of the nations, delivered them which my ancestors have destroyed? 7843, what arrogance. Gozan, 1470, and Karan, 2771, and Retzeph, 7530, and the children of Eden, 5729, that were in Telassar, 8515. Verse 13, where is the king of Kamath, and the king of Arpad, and the king of the city of Sepharwayim, Hena, and Ewa, 5755? And Kizkiyahu received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. Okay, here it comes. And Kizkiyahu went up unto the house of Yahweh and spread it, 6566, before Yahweh. Verse 15, and Kizkiyahu prayed unto Yahweh, saying, verse 16, and you can reference Exodus 25, 22, and 2 Kings 19, 15. Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, that means the God of Israel, that dwells between the cherubim, those are the cherubs, you are the Elohim. You alone of all the kingdoms of the land, you made the sky and the land. Verse 17, incline, 5186, your ear, Yahweh, and hear. Open your eyes, Yahweh, and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which has sent to reproach the living Elohim. In other words, he's dissed you. Verse 18, truly, 551, Yahweh, the kings of Asher have laid waste all the lands and their countries. Verse 19, and have put Elohechem, that's their gods, the little stone and wood gods, the idols, false gods, little e Elohechem, and have put Elohechem into the fire because they were not Elohim, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Verse 20, now therefore, Yahweh Eloheinu, that's our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the land may know that you are Yahweh, you only. Said, what, you know, in other words, what difference does it make that they've burned up all these wood idols and stone idols and busted them up and did this and that? They're not gods anyway. They're just hunks of rock and wood. Well, Yahweh's going to act. Verse 21, then Yeshayahu, that's Isaiah, son of Amoz, sent unto Kizkiyahu, saying, thus says Yahweh Elohe Israel, Yahweh the God of Israel, that which you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Asher. Verse 22, this is the word that Yahweh has spoken concerning him. The virgin, 1330, the daughter of Zion has despised, 936, and mocked, 3932, you. In other words, Jerusalem has mocked you, Sennacherib. The daughter of Yerushalayim has shaken, 5128, her head at you. And mockery. Verse 23. Whom have you reproached? 2778. And blasphemed? 1442. Against whom have you raised? 7311. Your voice. Let me clear the pipes here, folks. I've got a coughing problem. Oh, that's better. Whom, against whom have you raised your voice and lifted up, 5375, your eyes on high against the Holy One of Israel? Verse 24, now they have altered that verse. The scribes have altered it and put Adonai instead of Yahweh. I have removed Adonai and reinserted Yahweh, according to my research material, because that's where it belongs. They took out the holy name. They did that a lot in here. So, but verse 24, by your servants you have reproached Yahweh and have said, by the multitude of my chariots am I come up to the height, 4791, of the mountains, to the far end, 3411, of Lebanon, and I will cut down the tall cedars of it, and the choice, 4005, fir trees of it, and I will enter into the height of its remotest, 7093, garden-like, 3759, forest, 3293. Verse 25. In other words, he's so big, he's just gone up over the mountains in his chariots, and he's done this and he's done that. This is all arrogance from this stupid king. Verse 25. I have dug and drunk water, and with the soles of my feet, I have dried up all the Nile canals, 2975, of Matzor, 4693. That's another name for Egypt. In other words, he's just shoved stuff in the canals and dried them up just with his feet. Him alone, all by himself. He's so tough. Verse 26, have you not heard from long ago, 7350, how I made it? And from ancient, 6924, days, 3117, I planned it. Now I have brought it to pass, 935, that you should be for causing to crash, 7582, into ruin heaps, fortified cities. This is Yahweh speaking to him. He made all these canals, and he made Egypt, and he made Israel, and he made the whole planet. Have you not heard from long ago how I made it? And my ancient plans, now I've brought it to pass that you would be punishing all these cities. Okay, he's speaking to this fool king. Verse 27, their inhabitants were short, 7116, of hand, 3027, that means feeble. They were dismayed, 2865, and put to shame, 954. There were as the grass of the field and the green grass, as the grass on the housetops, and as a blasted thing, 7711, that's Shedema. That's like a field that withers but before maturity. As a blasted thing before standing grain, 7054. Verse 28, I know you're sitting down, and you're going forth, and you're coming in, and you're excited. Pardon me, I got a... Yep, it gets away from me every once in a while, folks. I'm sorry. I know you're sitting down and you're going forth and you're coming in, you're exciting yourself, 7264, that's Hitharagezeka, pardon me, emphasized the wrong letter. That's exciting yourself into a rage against me. This is Yahweh speaking to this king. You've done all this against me. Verse 29, because you're exciting yourself against me and your arrogance, 7600, oh boy, yes, has come up into my ears. Therefore, I will put my ring, 2397, in your nose and my bridle, 4964, in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way that you came. Verse 30, and this shall be a sign to you. You shall eat this year what grows of itself. That's one word, 5599. Safika, that's growth from the spilled kernels from last year's harvest. And in the third year, sow and reap and plant vineyards and eat the fruit of it. Grain that shoots up itself, that's shakis. And let me get another page here. Verse 31, and the remnant, 7604, that escaped, 6413, of the house of Yehuda, shall again take root, 8328, that's Shoresh, downward, 4295, and bear fruit upward, 4605. Verse 32, for from Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, 7611, and those that escape from Mount Zion, the zeal, 7068, that's Kinaath, of Yahweh of hosts shall do this. Verse 33, therefore says Yahweh concerning the king of Asher, he shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, 4043, nor cast up, 8210, a siege mound, 5550, against it. Verse 34, by the way that he came, by the same he shall return, and shall not come into the city, says Yahweh. Verse 35, for I will defend, 1598, upon this city to save it for my own sake, 4616, and for my servant Dawud's sake. And verses 36 through 38, you can reference 2 Kings 19, verses 35 through 37, and 3 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 5. Verse 36, then went forth the messenger of Yahweh. We're talking about an avenging angel here. And smote in the camp of Asher 185,000. That's one avenging angel. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. 6297, those that were left of them. Verse 37, so departed and went and returned Sennacherib, king of Asher, and dwelt at Nineveh, 5210. Now remember, Yahweh said you will fall by the sword in your own land. Okay, remember that? Verse 38, and it came to be as he bowed down in the house of Nisroch, 5268, that's a sun god, Elohev, that's his god, that Adrammelech, 152, and Shareetzer, 8272, his sons smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Ararat, that's Armenia, 780, Etzar Kadon, 634, his son, that's another son, reigned in his place. He was killed in a pagan god's house by two of his own sons. And thus Yahweh got vengeance on him. Ha, ha, tough guy. You get a hit of this hot coffee. All right, I'm going to stop for a minute. One avenging angel went out and killed all those people. If you read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, it says Yeshua is coming back with his mighty messengers. Those are the avenging angels. A whole bunch of them in flaming fire. And you think any government on this planet and any army with whatever technology they've got is going to be able to stand against that? O ye of little faith. Think about that. This is chapter 38. And chapter 38 of Yeshayahu, Isaiah, equals 2 Kings chapter 20. The whole chapter, they're almost identical. And verse 1 of this chapter, you can reference 2 Chronicles 32, verse 24. This is a repeat. Verse 1. In those days was sick Hizkiyahu unto death. He had a bad infection. And came to him Yeshayahu, son of Amoz, the prophet, and said to him, thus says Yahweh, set in order your household, for you shall die and not live. Verse 2. Then turned Hizkiyahu his face toward the wall and prayed unto Yahweh. He was so sick he was bedridden. He had a horrible infection. Verse 3, and said, I beseech you, 577, Yahweh, remember, please, how I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect, 8003, that shalom, that as peace with, a full covenant relationship with Yahweh, and with a perfect heart, wholeheartedly, and have done good in your sight. And wept Hizkiyahu great tears. He didn't want to die. He was right in the middle of doing all this stuff. Verse 4. Then came the word of Yahweh to Yeshayahu saying, verse 5. Go and say to Hizkiyahu, thus says Yahweh, Elohe David, your ancestor, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add, 3254, that's Yosef, unto your days 15 years. Verse 6, and I will deliver you in this city from the hand of the king of Asher, and I will defend, 1598, that is Ganothi, this city. Verse 7, and Yeshayahu says, and this shall be a sign unto you from Yahweh, that Yahweh will do this thing that he has spoken. Verse 8, behold, I will turn back, this is Yahweh speaking, the shadow, 6738, of the steps, 4609, which has gone down in the sun, 8121, steps of Akaz, 10 steps backward, 322. So the sun returned 10 steps of the steps it had gone down. Now, verse 8, you can reference 2 Kings 20, verse 11. The steps of Ahaz were designed as a sundial to tell time. Okay? So, Yahweh stopped the rotation of the earth and turned it back. Now, nothing is beyond the power of Yahweh. Absolutely nothing. He can do, he created the entire universe. So, why should this be hard for him? Well, it's not. And people, oh, well, blah, that's nonsense. No. We're not talking about the pathetic science of mankind here. In our arrogance, we're like this arrogant king. Well, you can't explain how that was done, so it's not true. It's a fable. We're not Yahweh. Quit trying to be, scientists. Don't want to admit there's an all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful deity. Okay. You'll suffer the same fate that this king suffered. You'll be killed eventually. Because you are liars. Verse 9 of chapter 38. The writing of Hizkiyahu, king of Yehuda, when he had been sick and when he was recovered from his sickness. This is what he said. Verse 10. I said in the peacefulness, 1824, of my days, am I to go to the gates of Sheol? No, that's the land of the dead and its inhabitants. And peacefulness is bidemi. It's in a concept of a rest period, such as the noon, like a siesta. The peacefulness of my days. It could be middle age. Other meanings are cessation, pause, rest, quiet. Am I deprived, 6485, of the remainder, 3499, of my years? This is like a poem that he wrote, okay? Verse 11, I said, I shall not see Yah, 3050. That's a short expletive form of Yahweh. Yah, in the land of the living, I shall behold Adam no more with the inhabitants of the land of cessation. 2309. That's Kadel. That's as Sheol, the land of cessation, where life ceases. That's comparable as Sheol, the land of the dead. Verse 12. My dwelling place, 1755, is pulled up. 5265, and is removed from me as a shepherd's tent. I have rolled up, 7088, like a weaver, 707, that rolls up a cloth when he's done weaving it. I have rolled up like a weaver my life. He will cut me off. 1214. Like Thrum, 1803. That's Dala, as excess hair in a loom. From day to night, you make an end of me. Speaking of Yahweh. Verse 13. I composed myself, 7737. Until morning, as a lion, so will he break all my bones. From day to night you make an end of me. He's talking about the power of Yahweh in his life. Verse 14, like a swallow, 5483, or Agur, 5693, that's an unknown bird. So did I chirp, 6850. I moaned, 1897, like a dove. My eyes look languishingly, say that five times as fast as you can, 1809, on high. Yahweh, now right there, they altered that and put Adonai in. I put Yahweh back in. Yahweh, I am oppressed, 6234. Go surety, 6148, for me. 15, what shall I say? He has spoken to me, and he himself has acted. I shall go softly, 1718, all my years, in the bitterness, 4751, of my being. 5315. Verse 16, again they took Yahweh out and put Adonai in. I have returned Yahweh to its proper place. Verse 16, Yahweh, by these is life, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. Restore me to health, 2492, and make me live. He's praying for his life. Verse 17, behold, for peace I had bitterness and bitterness, 4843. In other words, lots of bitterness. But you have loved my being, loved is 2836, loved my being from the pit, 7845, of destruction, 1097. That's equal to Sheol, the pit of destruction. For you have cast, 7993, all my sins, 2399, behind, 310, your back, 1460. Forgave him all of his sins, and he's given him life again. Verse 18, for Sheol cannot praise you. In other words, the land of the dead can't praise you. Death cannot commend you. 1984. Those that go down into the pit cannot hope, 7663, for your truth, 571. In other words, if I die, what good am I? And verse 18, you can reference the book of Sirach in your Apocrypha, chapter 17, verse 27, and Baruch, chapter 2, verse 17. Verse 19, the living, he shall praise you, 3034, praise you, as I this day, the Father to the children, shall make known your truth. In other words, we'll teach it to our children as is commanded. Verse 20, Yahweh has saved me. We will play upon, 5059, the stringed instruments, 5058, all the days of our life in the house of Yahweh. He's praising Yahweh for making him well and saving his life. Verse 21, for Yeshayahu had said, take a lump, 1690, of figs, 8384, and rub, 4799, it upon the boil, and he shall recover. Verse 22, also had said Kizkiyahu, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of Yahweh? So he got the sun going back 10 steps. That ends chapter 38. I'm looking at 39. It's pretty short, so I'm going to I'm going to do 39. It's only 8 verses. At that time, Merodach-Baladan, 4757, son of Baladan, 1081, king of Babel, sent letters and a present for 503 to Kizkiyahu, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. And you can reference 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 12 through 19. Merodach, 4757, was the chief god of Babel. And he's also known as Marduk. And Merodach-Baladan means Marduk has given a son. So 1081, Baladan has given a son. Verse 2. And rejoiced over them Kizkiyahu and showed them the house of his treasures. 5238, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious oil and all the house of his armor. 3627, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing that Kizkiyahu showed them not in his house, nor in all his dominion. 4475, Memeshaleto. Verse 3. Then came Yeshayahu the prophet to King Kizkiyahu and said, what said these men? From where have they come unto you? And said Kizkiyahu, from a land far off they came to me, from Babel. Verse 4. Then said he, what have they seen in your house? And answered Kizkiyahu, all that is in my house they have seen. There is nothing that I have not showed them among my treasures. Verse 5. Then said Yeshayahu unto Kizkiyahu, hear the word of Yahweh of hosts. And verse 6. You can reference 2 Kings 20, verse 17, and chapter 24, verse 13, and 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse 10. This is what Yeshayahu said to him, as the word of Yahweh. Behold, the days come that shall be carried all that is in your house, and that which your ancestors have laid up in storage, 686, until this day, to Babel, nothing shall be left, says Yahweh. There's verse 7, and you can reference 2 Kings chapter 24, verses 10 through 16, and 2 Chronicles 36, verse 10, and the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. And Yahweh continues in verse 7. And of your sons that shall issue from you, which you shall beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs, 5631, in the palace of the king of Babel. Eunuchs is Sarisim. Those are emasculated men. They will be servants. And the final verse, verse 8, you can reference 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 19. Then said Kizkiyahu to Yeshayahu, good is the word of Yahweh that you have spoken. And he said in his heart, in other words, said to himself, for there shall be peace and truth in my days. And this is going to come to pass because of Hezekiah, whose pride, and showed all his treasures off. Brag, brag, brag. Look at all that I've got. And these were servants of a foreign warlike king that said, oh, really? Look, yeah, look at all the treasures that you have. Thank you for showing us all this stuff that we're going to take away from you. So the arrogance of kings is like the arrogance of modern day politicians. Oh, we're so arrogant. Yes, we can. We're going to stay in the White House forever, and we're going to put Hillary in there, and my legacy. Yeah, what's your legacy now, Obama Llama Ding Dong? Where's your legacy? And your man wife is going to divorce you from your illegal marriage to another man? Nah. You could forget that. You have no legacy. And right now, okay, Trump is negating all of his stuff and everybody's going crazy. They're all the libtards are going ballistic. And they're getting upset that he doesn't want all the Muslims coming into the country. Well, that just ain't that just too bad, because the people of this country don't want them coming in either. And he's acting like a white man. He's standing up on both hind legs like a white man should. And he's kicking posteriors and taking names. And boy, don't the liberals hate that. Well, the liberals are the enemies of Yahweh. All that they stand for is lascivious behavior and sexual perversion and child pornography and pedophilia and race mixing and idolatry and filth and perversion out of Hollyweird. So imagine our joy. Now this may not work. It may work. Yahweh's hand is going to be in this, and he's going to do what he's going to do. He may let us suffer a little bit more. We don't know, but we need to leave all of that to Yahweh. We need to do one thing. That's get our lives right with Yahweh. Prepare our families spiritually and physically for the tribulation that is going to come. This is not going to keep on keeping on. It's going to get much worse before it gets better. So I'm just about down to the end of my hour here. And tomorrow we will pick up in chapter 40 of Yeshayahu. And I will see you then. Shalom Aleichem, and may Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.